Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And we are back here together again, reunited, and it feels, well, I'm kind of indifferent to it. Joe Starkey and Chris Muller. This hour of the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is brought to you by Rome Monument. And overall, our 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. We are, of course, live here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Also brought to you by our friends at Aircraft Management Group, Firehouse Subs, been grubbing on those today, North Country Brewing, Charles Leach Insurance, and Don's Appliances. You know my voice. I'm Mulsey. I'm usually on this time. You know the man sitting next to me. He's Joe Starkey. He's occupied this time many a time in his life. Little Bailey King is on my lap, standing up, playing with the microphone. Lovely little baby girl. Amanda King, our promotions ace, her lovely daughter. She's already watched many pro wrestling pay-per-views, and she is being so good right now, Joe. Everyone's seeing the softer side of Mulsey that caused you to once call me Mutton. A tough exterior and a nice man underneath.
Greetings and welcome to the machine. Mulsey, it's nice to be reunited. You didn't mention Craig. We were all together back then, a trio. And he's with us as well.
It's very hard for me to look at our boss, Craig, and think of him as our boss, Craig, just because, not that he was subordinate to us, but if we asked him to do something for those years we were together, he kind of was under an obligation to do it.
Yeah.
And now the roles are very much flipped. It's kind of a cosmic thing here. When he asks us to do something, the expectation is that we also will respond in kind.
The tables have turned, Mulsey. The tables have turned. I just lost to Harry Callis in a game of NCAA football. I was the 86 Miami Hurricanes with Steve Walsh at quarterback. He was 2011 Pitt with Tino Cinceri, and he beat me 27-17. We played at Oregon in the snow.
They should fire Jimmy Johnson all over again for that one. That is an unbelievable. I'm a menace on that game, and I think you found that out firsthand last year. You don't want to let Mulsey get on the sticks.
I want to play more and more and more. I'm addicted to it. If I ever played that, like if I ever got a console in my house
that
and started playing it, I might die. I might just die at the controls. I'm serious. That's how addicted I get to that stuff.
Yeah, we know this about you, though. That kind of defines our time together for those 5-plus years. Was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and your horrible, crippling addictions affecting the show in every conceivable way, whether they be coffee, healthy lemon pound cake. And now, I will say, the one thing I never expected to have happen with you, genuinely, I mean this, the way you used to talk about golf, not golf apparel, which I always knew you loved, but the concept of golf, the people who played it,
right,
everything else, your perception of its exclusivity, which I think now you understand many of these people, most are very nice people who just like to golf.
Half, yeah.
Okay, half. I mean, this is on the Joe Starkey scale, so you've got to take that for what it's worth. I never thought your addictive tendencies would actually extend to playing golf. And now it's funny, if I ever need somebody to play or want to play golf with somebody, all I need to do is call my pal Joe.
Yeah.
And I'm basically shooting, what, 8 out of 10 Mark Price from the line usually? 9 out of 10 times?
If I'm in town, 9 out of 10. Yeah.
You're Calvin Murphy. We could just start naming old NBA guys, too.
1 year ago at this time, I had a 16 handicap and was coming off my career best 83 at Cranberry Highlands. And now I'm Pedro Alvarez trying to throw to first.
That's Chuck Knobloch trying to throw to
first.
Yeah,
I have the yips.
You don't want to say that as a golfer. Like, I'm battling a little case of it with the putter. If it makes you feel any better, my handicap's up two shots from where it was last year.
Where is it now?
I'm a 13-4. I mean, I'm a good, like, everyone wants to play with me. They're like, oh, you're way better than that. And I'm like, yeah, in theory, but not in practice right now.
Because of putting?
Putting's been a little bit of an issue. You know what, of course, the classic thing is, and it's true about putting, the second you truly stop caring about whether the ball goes in, is the minute you can become a good putter. Is the second you can become a good putter.
I like that theory.
I mean, it really is.
I like it a lot. Did we get a 10,000? What has happened?
I have a number circled in front of me, and we have met all these awesome volunteer firefighters today here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. The place, it's a wonderful facility. We've had other neighboring departments come in. Peters Township, Mount Lebanon has come in. What these guys and women do for us as volunteers always kind of blows me away, Joe, genuinely. Like, they're putting their lives on the line, very literally in these cases, for us.
Oh, my God, there's a man with a snake around his neck. What is happening here?
Well, we're going to be talking to that man in about 15 minutes.
The snake anywhere near me.
I'll put the snake around my neck.
No, you won't.
He had a 25-pound python around my neck when we were last seeing him. It's our friend Matt from Living Treasures, who's wearing just an unbelievable
shirt. What if it turns around and attacks you?
Well, I mean, look, it's pretty docile right now.
Right now?
Yeah. But that's beside the point, Joe. Here, we're doing what we're doing here at the Five Alarm to raise money for volunteer fire departments throughout the area. I'm under the understanding that very recently we had somebody come up to one of our tents out here and make an anonymous, wanted it to be anonymous, $10,000 donation, which is just jaw-dropping to me.
That is incredible.
This person's father was a firefighter. It meant a lot to them. I don't know if man, woman, I don't know who it was, but I just think that's staggering in a very cool way. And I've got a number circled in front of me right now that says 32,566. I have no idea if that's even accurate now because it might have gone up. And you can donate too. Yeah, I'm getting the thumbs up from Craig. He's our boss now telling me, no, that number's up. You can donate three easy ways. One, and it's the preferred way in my opinion, but I understand it might not be convenient. Stop out and see us here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. That's one. Go online to 937thefan.com. Follow the links for the Five Alarm. You'll see a way to donate there. Or you can text the word FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's 412-207-3456. Text FIRE on the Don's Appliance text to donate line.
Yeah, they need help because the numbers in terms of people actually volunteering has gone way down. I was asking my friend Mike from Peters Township. He came
Chief
around
McLaughlin,
here.
Yeah.
Chief McLaughlin. He gave me a ride in the fire truck. I got to ring the siren, the power behind that thing. But I was asking him, why are you willing to run to what everybody else wants to run from? He's just said, that's the way I was raised, and I was called to it. And, man, I admire people, but the numbers, Mulsey, are just shrinking.
The
incredibly.
Numbers are shrinking, too, and from a financial standpoint, you know, you would want there to be many more people volunteering, but that also increases training costs. We got a Chief McLaughlin and Chief Hale here at Upper St. Clair came and kind of did a presentation for us. I think you would have been on the air, but I was like, I paid closer attention to that presentation about just what it costs to operate and maintain a volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
The uniforms, you know, the specialized gear, the trucks themselves, obviously. I think I paid closer attention to that than I did at any point in college, high school, or grade school. and it's just, it is staggering what they need. You know, there's some help, but there's always budgets that they're competing with other very necessary things, EMS, police, for percentages of budgets. And so these are people, as you said, who are running to danger to try to help us, and that's why we're doing this. This means a lot to me. I know it means a lot to you, Joe. So we hope you can help donate. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's the Don's Appliances text to donate line. Paul Skeens made a donation. We also have something very cool happening in the 3 o'clock hour,
yeah,
Joe, when we're together that we'll get into a little bit later. But can I talk a bit of sports with you for a minute?
Well, I mean,
about this man?
Let's get Skeens or just about you looking like the Penguins' new coach?
We can do either one.
Have you gotten a lot of feedback? Have people given you advice on what to do with Carlson? And
I mean, there's been
how to run the power play.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was really moving.
It's unbelievable.
I thought it was really moving that a lot of people wished me well and expressed how sad they would be that my time on the air would be coming to an end and that I would be taking over a team that has a lot of youth and needs to try to meld that with the veterans. I also got the love child of Joe Block and Chris Muller. That's Dan Muse.
For sure.
He's up there. I'll admit this, Joe. He's up there right now, very high on the list of Chris Muller lookalikes. I think still the winner. Do you remember the crappy Ohio State offensive? Oh, he's great at Ohio State. Went to Cincinnati and stunk. Billy Price.
Yeah, and then
Husky Mulsey.
Right. Then there was Criminal Mulsey. Do you remember that shot?
Yes, like I do. I do remember Criminal Mulsey. We had Criminal Mulsey. We had Husky Mulsey.
Yeah.
We had Anthony Rizzo, which people said kind of was like a quasi-Mulsey.
Yeah.
We had Paul Mahalem.
Paul Mahalem was Mulsey?
Paul Mahalem has been...
He had hair.
I know, but people said the face kind of bore a resemblance, and I didn't take umbrage with that, but I always felt like it was a little bit of a slap because Paul Mahalem got hit by a line drive and had to have his face put back together.
I remember that.
And Tim Benz once asked me when I was a lowly WTAE intern to go down to a game and talk to Paul before he pit or like before a game about like
Benzie was your boss. Let's not bury the lead.
That was in a period where Andrew Stocky. It was 2006, and Andrew Stocky had just moved to the news desk.
Yeah,
and they were still doing a summer intern program, and so I was beholden to the whims of varying fill-ins on my two shows. There wasn't really a steady weekday guy, although John Burton was holding that role. One of my days was as a weekday intern, and then the other day was Saturday. And the Saturdays were could have been anybody. Guy Junker, who 2 years later...
I guess pun intended.
2 years later would be present and very accounted for at the craziest and most transformative moment of my entire life, winning the top fan contest on ESPN 1250. Guy's show was live on the air, and that's when I was doing my final kind of interview.
Who are the voters? Who are the notable voters that are responsible for this?
Before I get into that, Benzie was one of the other weekend guys. There was maybe one or two other people, but Benzie always tried to put me to work more than anybody. The rest of them
Benzie's
would say,
a workhorse.
He is, and I kind of realized then I might not be cut out for reporting because Benzie's asking me to go in there and just ask Paul Mahalem some very like personal questions about like getting hit in the face with a line drive. But
okay, now Doran Dickerson has the snake on his arm.
The judges were – well, Doran – Doran is was a personal friend of the late Tony Todd, a famous horror movie actor. Doran is not easily grossed out by anything because Tony Todd was the Candyman. But no, Joe, so the judges were Luke Ravenstahl, who I think had changed his name to Luke Steelerstahl
by then. Luke Steelerstahl, yeah.
The late Beano Cook, who was the only person apparently to not vote for me as like the winner of that judging
really?
Panel. Yeah, he thought I was like too long-winded or something or not interesting.
Gee, what was he listening to?
Beano, by the way, also, when I did get the job at the Fan, would then text somebody else that he was friends with at the station and say, why is that late-night guy Muller not giving me the West Coast baseball scores? He was listening at 2 a.m. disgusted that he couldn't find the who was winning Padres Mariners or something. My old boss there, Mike Thompson, who I always consider
my... I remember
my,
Mike Thompson.
I consider Mike
Wonderful
kind of
man.
The guy that believed in me in this business.
Yeah.
Our former boss here, Jim Gracie, who was then the programming director of that station.
Yeah. Do you remember what your take was?
Well, they asked me a question. That was at the height. I mean, I don't mean to get this serious, but that was at the height of, like, the Iraq War. And they asked if I had an 18-year-old son, would I – and he said he wanted to go fight. What would I do? And I had never considered that. And I tried to give, like, an answer to say, like, he is an adult. I have to, like, let him carve his own
path. I thought it was all sports.
Well, they tried to throw me, and I kind of rambled. And I even was told by my family members – there's something happening here, Joe. That's
what
a famous
happened?
Comment in Mulsey history.
Mr. Callis is climbing
up,
the ladder.
Hold on. Callis is up in the
he's on the ladder.
He's on the
what
ladder.
What is happening here?
I got to see this.
Callis is 100 feet high. The thing's going to break.
That's kind of rude.
Oh, my God.
He's harnessed in up there. He's very brave. He rang the bell. He wasn't harnessed until he got to the top. He's a braver man than I.
I wouldn't
forget
do
about
that.
My time winning a contest.
How high is he right now? 100 feet? Huh?
I think he's 70 vertical feet. Joe, did you never study the hypotenuse of a triangle?
No, I never did, Mulsey. Did you?
Yes, I know that because the ladder might be extended out to 100-plus feet, but he's about 70.
What'd you get on your SAT?
1,280. I was disappointed.
Disappointed? What's perfect score?
16.
I got an 800 because I was still drunk on hard cider from the night before.
Was that when you did the thing where you would try to plant, like, make patterns with your
yeah,
answers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried to guess what the test maker's pattern was, and then I quit.
I can't imagine why that didn't go well for you. Anyway, this is riveting, I think, to our listeners, a history of,
I think so,
a history
yeah.
of Mulsey. This is what they...
We want more Mulsey.
Joe, this
well,
is
no,
what,
we all need to know this because the new coach is Mulsey. This
is what they came to see right now, us reminiscing like we're the Little River Band.
What was the best moment in Starkey-Muller history, Muller-Starkey history? I don't even remember the name of the show.
We had a very memorable interview with Dr. David Chow that sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, that was up
there's,
there.
There's three. There's the David Chow interview, which just was very memorable. There was, in our famed Bucko Breakdown segment, you just saying that a player who was the LVP, least valuable player,
yeah.
or person,
yeah.
displayed with their effort a lot of LVP-ness, which caused yeah. it to dissolve in
inadvertent,
laughter.
Yeah.
And then there
and
is...
And then I looked at Craig and I said, are you
did
dumping
you dump
this?
That? He said, absolutely not. And you got
right?
mad. And then the best part was you could have dumped it yourself, but you didn't know how.
I didn't know how.
And yeah. then I think the number
it's the
one...
the button that says dump.
We got to take a break here because we've got our guy Matt from Living Treasures coming up in a couple
right.
of minutes. But the number one for me is you, me, and our old pal Josh Miller. We're
yeah,
at the,
yeah.
We're at Fox Chapel Golf Course for the Senior Men's Open. And there was a storm rolling in, and our then boss Ryan was a bit of a taskmaster who used to really get on my case.
Right.
Josh, I believe, or you, one of the two of you, farted.
Yeah.
Josh had his feet
was,
up on the table.
That was happening all day. I was having more blowouts than
you
the 1960
farted.
World
Josh
Series.
Josh started laughing. You started laughing. I couldn't. My body separated from control from my brain. And all I could get out was the phrase, as you, Josh crawled under the table.
And then he left.
Laughing,
and then Josh
he walked
just
out
left
of the
tent. Show.
You were dissolving in tears. And all I could manage was, something happened here. I threw it to break, and we prayed that our boss didn't hear it because he would have just torn me a new one had that happened.
We couldn't help it. There's everyone's
clapping
for Harry.
Harry Callis, a hero's welcome. He's better
nice,
at climbing
Harry.
Ladders than he is at shooting basketball, folks.
Wow.
We're coming right back with a man who's had a snake wrapped around his neck since he walked up to me about 15 minutes ago. Our friend Matt from Living Treasures is going to join us. This is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We are live from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Please text FIRE to 412-207-3456 to donate. Every bit helps. $5, $10, $1, $13.09 if you want to troll Crowley. It all matters. We're right back on the Fan. Back here, it is the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We're live from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Let's check the Guardian Protection Tote Board. How about them apples? $45,375. If these people drove by and saw Harry Callis high up on the ladder, they'd all be compelled to donate. He was unbelievable. He doesn't have a fear of heights. The only height he doesn't deal well with is 10 feet because that's the height of a basketball rim and he can't make a shot. Is that a cheap shot? Yes. Is that what you've come
Mulsey.
To expect from me? Also, yes.
I liked it a lot.
Joe, we went way past time, which is just kind of typical Starkey and Muller there to start.
Yeah. Remember Josh Miller tried to call in sick one day, and he was just, he actually, what did he say?
No, here's what it was. It was during my tryout week, very quickly. Matt from Living Treasures is on, and he loves
Hello,
these
Matt.
Stories. Matt, how are you, man?
I am fantastic.
Is there any, you got any animals on you? I don't want any animals near me.
I've got a pig on his shirt.
Nothing living except humans, and I don't even like them.
Well, I put the snake back in the van just for you.
What
so.
Kind of snake Thank was you. That?
It's
corn snake?
A corn snake, yeah.
Okay. Hey! Good guess.
Well
and you, what kind of python did you put on my neck when Pony and I were out at your...
That was a red-tailed boa.
Okay, but it was like a yellow and white boa, though.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So it was about 25 pounds. I remember asking you questions like, how much force can this snake exert on me if it decides it doesn't like me? And you said four times its body weight?
Like three times its body weight.
Okay,
yep.
So that was about a 30-pound snake. You said 90 pounds. I said, I think I could pry 90 pounds away.
Yeah, she's over 40 now.
Yeah, I'm not putting 40 on. I think she's
over 40 pounds?
Yeah.
How old is she?
I want to say she's 14.
How old do they
She'll
live
be going
till?
Through menopause
she's like,
soon.
Like mid-20s.
Yeah. Mid-20s. She's at middle age.
Yeah. Yeah, she's about 9.5 feet.
9.5 feet?
Yeah, she's a lot bigger than when you saw her.
I was going to say she was about 4 feet at most, maybe 3.5.
Right.
Joe, no, what happened was I was doing my big tryout week with you guys to
yeah.
see. It was
right.
Dunlap, that tryout went you know, about as well as the Titanic's voyage, I think. It hit an iceberg very early on, and you guys just, I think, took it your own way for
and ponies,
3 days.
And ponies was the Hindenburg, and
ponies
then what happened?
Ponies was a little better, and then I knew I just had to steer the, keep the car on the road.
You had a big
lines.
Advantage
I,
going
I did.
Third.
I had a massive advantage going last, but there was a big snowstorm, and I feel like I ingratiated myself by hauling my way up Green Tree Hill to get in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you were there because you lived right near. And I just never forget, we were making fake Manti Te'o voicemails and having people in the building participate. And then Josh called us and said, "Oh, boys, I'm really trying to get out. I can't even get out of my driveway. The plow hasn't come by. My Range Rover just can't handle this." And it was very, Matt, very evident to anyone with ears. He was in his living room.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't outside. He would hold the phone away from his mouth so it sounded like he was trying to get, like, the car started. He never even once tried to get into the office to do the show. Anyway.
That was classic.
But we digress. Man, been a while since we've chatted on the air. It really has.
Yeah. I think probably since the last time you were did the show from out there.
That was at least one kid ago for me because that was before my second son was born. Pony was terrified of that snake being on my neck, but then you got him when he and Amanda and Stella came out to do that.
Yeah, I think he was being brave for Stella. And then Bechtold texted me about being afraid of snakes, and that's why I actually brought the snake with me today to see if I could get him.
I mean, I would let the corn snake, it wouldn't coil my arm, but I would let it do that because, I mean, that's just fun stuff here, man. You also, though, tell people about Living Treasures, by the way. I think that's only fair to tell them what they're missing if they've never come out to Living Treasures.
Yeah, so Living Treasures, we are a walkthrough zoo. We have species from 6 of the 7 continents, and we have about over 80 species and roughly 300 animals. We got a couple new ones this year that we're real excited about, including small-clawed Asian otters, because we're now doing otter encounter, where you get to feed them and shake their hand. Actually, Pony got to enjoy that, too, while I was up there.
Did you see the video of him, perchance, trying to milk a cow somewhere else? He was not at Living Treasures, but very unsuccessful effort to milk a cow.
There's a trick to it. I'm not surprised.
Can you milk a bird, Matt?
No, you can't milk a bird.
So you might have to retire Holy Bird Milk because it's truly a non sequitur in every sense of the word.
I read where we may be subsisting on pigeon milk within 20 years. Are you sure about that? No milking of birds?
To my recollection, there is no science behind that.
Okay.
Although,
where did you read that, Joe? Sports Illustrated?
I don't remember where.
So, and Skeens was on earlier when I was driving out here.
Yeah.
I was thinking you should talk to Paul and have him create a new pitch called the Increnculator.
Oh, that would be nice. The Increnculator.
See, Matt, I really like you personally, but what I don't like is when people encourage Joe's tendencies. We'll call them.
Yeah. I like the pitch. Somebody used that word. Oh, Derek Shelton, remember that at a post-game news conference? Remember him?
Yep.
I do not have as cool of a shirt on. It's actually very close because it's a Fan 5 Alarm t-shirt. It's available. If you make a $20 donation here on site, if you can make it up to St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, you get a shirt and donate $20, get the shirt. If you can't do that, KeystoneCustomApparel.com has our Fan 5 Alarm shirts. Now, you have a shirt with a pig with sunglasses, the American flag, the stars. Joe has a very nice golf shirt that he naturally, can I say extorted or cajoled?
Well, the man Coca-Cola from Coca-Cola was very generous and nice to us. And
it says orange cream on there.
I've never seen a golf shirt like this.
And if it was representative of your earlier life, it would have been green and had Jenny cream on the top of it.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite beer of all time, Matt?
Favorite beer of all time? Yeah.
Free and Free Light.
No. That's Ron's.
So I used to be really into Honey Brown. Yeah. But now I've graduated. Like, I like the local stuff. Like, Helltown puts out some good stuff.
They're out in Mount Pleasant, I believe, aren't they?
I'm sorry?
Mount Pleasant.
The original one's Mount Pleasant.
What about old school? Pabst Blue Ribbon, Stroh's, Jenny Cream, and IC Light?
I was a Stroh's fan at one point.
Yeah. They invented the 15-pack.
I'm going to say something very, very quick about that. I never understood as a kid or as an adult why they said fire brewed and thought people would say, like, oh, you know what? That sounds appealing.
No,
I want my beer to have been brewed under a hot fire.
They suckered me in on that.
Fire.
I'm a sucker for anything. Like this bottled water. You could tell me it's from, you know, Finland, the mountains of Finland.
Or it's from,
and
like,
I'd be all
from
over
like
it.
The cool springs of Reykjavik, Iceland.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm all
that.
Over that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to improve my life. I'm going to be a better man.
This hour of the Fan 5 Alarm
Marathon
God.
Look behind you. No, look behind you.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? Josh Miller.
As I live and
this
breathe.
This is a miracle.
Joe. As I live and as I breathe.
This is a miracle.
Before we get to Josh, Matt, you have one other very cool thing that you want to tell us about for this. In terms of it's not just a donation, it's donations plural.
Yeah, so we're doing, I'm doing three $500 donations today.
Awesome.
One on behalf of Living Treasures Laurel Highlands, one on behalf of our hotel, Log Cabin Lodge and Suites. So if anybody needs a romantic getaway for the weekend, you know, come up, check out the animals.
And I've seen it. Those lodges
hotel.
Are awesome.
I love that.
And then
awesome.
And then we have a local restaurant by us that did a free dinner on Christmas Day and made donations. All the guests made donations to our local fire company, which is Chestnut Ridge. So I'm actually personally donating $500 on behalf of Hillbilly's Pub and Grub.
Hell yeah, man.
What
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Man
$1,500 in total. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah.
When are you giving us a theme song for our show? You said you played guitar and you were going to create a song.
So, but I'm you're old school. I'm heavy metal.
I'll take a heavy metal song.
I have it in my head how I want to play it. So
Send it in.
To the tune of Rain and Blood by Slayer. Matt. From Living Treasures, thank you, man. And thank you for your donation. Appreciate
you. You're very welcome.
Mulsey's trying to stay on time, and I resent him for that. Good to see you.
Some things never change. There's our guy, Matt, from Living Treasures. $1,500, three separate $500 donations. You, too, can donate. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. We are live. Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We are at the Upper St. Clair, Volunteer Fire Department. Come out and see us if you can. Josh Miller is here, and I'm trying to recover from that revelation.
I know.
Yeah, come down and see us. So this is how it works. This is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. We're at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. I am serious, Joe. Hold on.
We
were going to have one of our many employees here, one of our air staff, go through some things internally, do like something, basically simulate a training exercise. Guess what? You know why we're out here? Because this is a volunteer fire department. They got a call. They were about to put one of our people through their paces. They answer the call. They're running to danger if there is danger, not away from it. And we're trying to help out because the gear is not cheap. The training is not cheap. These are all expensive things where you're competing with other, you know, EMS, police, there was a tire squealing there. Fire rescue could be there. Water rescues. Very close to an accident here. So drive safely.
Please drive safely.
This is why we're doing what we're doing.
And beware that my daughter's now on the road.
If she drives like you.
It's in a gray CRV. Beware of her.
Does she drive like you, yes or no?
Worse.
That's not possible.
No, it's.
That's like saying somebody's offense is worse than the Pirates right now. It's not possible. That's a cheap shot, but I'm still smarting about the Skeens loss from last time. So everybody who stops out to see us here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department gets three raffle tickets, good for gift cards to the PA Market, Oliver's Flowers, Cintas Fire Protection Kit, golf with Starkey at Cedarbrook Golf Course. So that's another ticket you could burn on that one.
I hear that's very popular right now because everybody likes to win.
Well, I think it's popular because everybody, like, the movie Happy Gilmore is very popular. And when things go bad for you, you turn into happy.
Yes. Or sad.
Not complimentary
or
either,
mad.
But you're a spectacle. There's also gift cards to Monticello's or tickets to the Riverhounds plus a Piata gift card. Again, you can text FIRE to 412-207-3456-3456 to donate on the Don's Appliance text to donate line. Okay. And thank you, by the way, to one more person. Chief Hale and the crew here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer
Yes.
Fire Department for hosting us. They have a phenomenal facility here. This has been
all hail
really
the
great.
Chief.
All hail the chief. I gave him a couple quiz questions on Pittsburgh sports. He handled them wonderfully. Right now, though, we have a guest, Charles Leach Insurance, Lisa Goth of Charles Leach Insurance. Put on the headset, Miss Lisa, please, because we'd love to talk to you right now.
Lucky me.
You're the owner of Charles Leach Insurance. Can't talk, apparently, in English today. And
you already said that, Malsey.
Your husband, Ed, is also a fireman.
He is. He's right here.
Yes, he is.
He's right here.
He's right there.
This man, he looks like a fireman. He's got a fireman's mustache. He looks like he's all business, first and foremost. What I want to ask you first, Lisa, is tell us a little bit about Charles Leach Insurance.
So, Charles Leach Insurance, I'm the third generation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's an owner, family owned, started by my grandfather, 1936.
Wow.
Which makes us 90 years old next year.
Ron Cook must have covered the opening of your first shop.
Probably.
I believe it would have sounded something, Joe. I think I'm contractually obligated.
Go ahead, please.
I'm here and you wouldn't believe the crowds. It's Charles Leach Insurance. You can tell this business is going to be around to stay. Stay healthy. But if you're not, Charles Leach Insurance can have you covered and help you out.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
So 90 years it'll be.
90 years it'll be
wow.
next year. But just to give you an idea why we're here mm-hmm. at Upper St. Clair, we're one of the largest riders protectors of volunteer fire departments in the state of Pennsylvania. We work with a specific company, Volunteer Firemen's Insurance Services, out of York, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for about 50 years. We've been protecting these guys who are goofy, if you ask me, because they're always running into the building that's on fire.
Running literally into the fire.
Literally into the fire.
I say, you say goofy, and I agree, but I also say the kind of goofy we need in the world.
All day long, all day long. We love these guys. We love them.
Ed's sitting here like cool as a cucumber, and he's probably been in situations that would have made Joe I've seen Joe when he gets rattled.
Like I told you, when I got attacked.
He's afraid of ants.
Yeah, I got attacked by an ant. I almost needed to be airlifted out of the facility.
Lisa, you see us, by the way, interact. Can you imagine a young me at 27 years old getting the biggest promotion of my life to that point and realizing that promotion comes with Joe attached, with the largest string in the history of the world attached to it?
But seriously.
So it was contingent? Like, you only get
hey,
this?
He was forced, Chris, this is going to change your life. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. You're working with Joe. Anyway.
Thank you, Mulsey. No. But, yes, they and I was talking to the fire chief from Peters Township today, Chief McLaughlin. Yes, Mulsey?
Yep.
And just mentioned this to Mulsey. He was giving me a ride in the truck, and I said, why do you do this? And he said, I was just raised that way. And I said, you people run into where everybody else is running out of.
Exactly.
I mean, it's
it's crazy.
Really noble.
My family has been involved in the EMS services, ambulance service, fire service for 50, 60 years. So that's kind of how we got wrapped into all of this.
Yeah.
And the really unique part about our crew that I always like to bring up is our crew is made up of, that help the fire service, they're made up of firemen. So they get it. Like, I could take these guys in and they're going to tell me every piece of apparatus, what's on it, what it does. Yeah, they know it all. So it makes us a little different. We know insurance, but we know the fire service.
What kind of coverage needs that might be unique to volunteer fire departments are out there, you know, beyond maybe what people would expect needs to be covered? What kind of things make covering volunteer fire departments unique?
Basically, all the different coverages, from the equipment to the buildings to the trucks. The trucks are a specialty type vehicle, as you saw the one that was
pulled
out. Very expensive nowadays. But even like the turnout gear, the thermal imaging cameras, the rescue tools, all things that you don't normally find in any other type of business except ours.
I mean, that when you say thermal imaging cameras, my sports pea brain kind of just breaks. I think that's just, it's very high tech stuff and it all needs to be covered.
It does, and it's not cheap. Which makes all of what you're doing here even more important, right? Because just outfitting a firefighter, just putting the gear on him, you're looking at
probably close to
$10,000.
About $10,000.
Yeah. $15,000 just for his stuff.
We had Chief Hale and Chief McLaughlin give us a rundown of the cost. They came into the building and kind of gave a what I called a presentation that I told Joe. I paid closer attention to that than I did any time in high school, college, or otherwise. And it's staggering. And I cannot say it sincerely enough, like how much it means to me to know that there are people who are saying, no, I want to sign up to do this. I have X amount of free time. I might be, in many cases, a parent. I'm somebody who's got a lot of other responsibilities. I'm also going to do this for how many ever hours a month to help my community. Like, to me, that's what we need more of.
Yeah.
And that's why it means a lot.
And we don't think about the fact that, you know, accidents, fires, they don't take a vacation.
No.
So these guys are running out on birthday parties, Christmas, New Year's, you name it.
Yeah, we've already seen them run out twice today.
They ran out today, right? Yeah. So, I mean, there's no vacation for firemen. It's on the go all the time. And the fact that they're doing this on top of a regular job, right? So they're volunteering here. And don't forget that they are also doing fundraising and bingos and dinners during
and those
Lent.
Bingo ladies are ruthless.
They
asked.
Are.
I have asked. That can be as hazardous as a burning building if you've got a dual call right there.
Absolutely.
Lisa and Ed Goth, and Lisa, of course, third generation owner at Charles Leach Insurance. Ed's a fireman, so he was just the one you heard talking about some of the gear and what kind of things go into this. Are you making a donation today to our Five Alarm Marathon?
We are making a donation today. We're making a donation of $500.
Excellent. Thank
yes.
you.
To the cause.
Thank you.
We're also here hanging out because, you know, firemen love to hang out with firemen.
Yeah.
So we're hanging out here. Come and see us. Stop by. Say hello. We've got a few goodies to give people, and we'd love to talk to you.
Awesome.
Lisa, thank you so much. Ed, thank you.
Thank you,
guys for all that
very
you
much.
Do. And thanks. Folks, if you're listening out there and you want to see somebody on fire in a good way, watch when Starkey picks up a basketball. It's like poetry in motion.
Today I was extra hot.
If you can't get a ticket to see Steph Curry or Caitlin Clark in action, the next best thing is to find Joe Starkey and give him a basketball and a hoop.
I destroyed a lot of people here today.
Well,
so
you know
far.
What? Do you know what happened to you? I gave you a great seven-game series. I gave you a seven-game
you,
series
you were
in
the
first
toughest
round
one, yeah.
and put you on the brink. And then once you survived.
You, yeah. You missed a bank shot from the left side. If that goes in, I'm in trouble.
History looks totally different
I'm in
out
trouble,
here.
Mulsey. Now we have the Miller family singers out here.
That's we have
Josh and his son.
Josh.
Wonderful man.
If you like Starkey, Miller, and Muller, the next hour is going to be catnip for those ears. Josh is going to join us. Josh Miller himself. He looks already like he's regretting saying yes to this to Craig when he asked.
Do they have antnip, Mulsey?
We'll be right back here on 93.7 The Fan, live for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Come and support volunteer fire departments in the area. We are live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. I'm Chris Muller, and yes, I get paid to do this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.